The Rambam, Maimonides, in the second chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, the Laws of Repentance, discusses a fascinating idea. The Rambam writes, Ezuhi bal tshuva gimura. What or what is tshuva gimura? What is true tshuva? True repentance, the highest form. And the Rambam explains, he says, Zesha bal yodo davar sha'avarba. So you take a following situation, a person committed an avera, a person committed a sin, and a person then finds themselves in the same exact situation a second time. But this time, they find the ability to go ahead and overcome their desires, overcome their wants, to push back on that negativity and to abstain from sinning. And the Rambam gives an example. He says, for example, Ketzad, what's an example of this? Let's say he says a man engaged in an immoral act with a woman. A man engaged in an illicit relationship. And then the Rambam says this same man and this same woman once again find themselves together, alone again. And the Rambam writes, V'hu omid ba'ava soba b'koach gufo. And the man, he desires this woman, this same level of physical vigor and vitality as when he sinned. And this time, both the man and the woman fight the urge. They fight the desire to sin, and they don't engage in an immoral act, says the Rambam. That is tshuva gimura. That is complete tshuva. But then the Rambam goes on and he says something amazing. He says, but, v'im lo shav ele b'mei ziknuso. Let's say a person committed an immoral act, and he does tshuva when he's much older. So let's say we'll call him Ruvain. Ruvain sinned when he was 20, and he does tshuva now when he's 85. So the Rambam says, it's still tshuva. It's still, of course, tshuva. Anytime you repent, it's good. But it's not tshuva gimura. It's not the highest level of tshuva. Why? Very simply, when I'm 20 years old and I sin, so okay, I have all of my physical vigor, all of my vitality, all of my strength. I'm 85. I'm pushing the walker with the tennis balls on the bottom. Okay, it's wonderful that I resisted the temptation to sin. But it's not the same temptation. I don't have the same physical vigor or prowess. I don't have the same desires or lusts. So although tshuva is always meaningful, if you wait until you're older to go ahead and do tshuva, the tshuva is effective and the tshuva is meaningful and the tshuva is beautiful. But it's not what the Rambam calls tshuva gimura. It's not the highest form of tshuva. The highest form of tshuva is to literally be placed in the same situation and this time, find the ability to go ahead and overcome your desires, to avoid sinning. And the Rambam quotes the pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech, from King Solomon, where King Solomon says, Hu sheShlomo amar v'zachar es barecha b'mei b'churasecha. Remember your Creator when you are young. Remember your Creator when you are young. Don't wait until you get old to go ahead and fix the wrongs. Don't wait until I get old in order to go ahead and then finally overcome my desires and proclivities which hold me down. Do tshuva now. Do tshuva now. And the Rambam is teaching us such an incredibly powerful idea. We each have things that we know we need to change. All of us. Character traits. Behaviors, things that I do episodically, things that I do habitually, things that I do sometimes, things that I do all of the time. Sometimes it's behaviors, sometimes it's personality traits, sometimes it's characteristics, sometimes it's the way that I talk, sometimes it's the people I engage with, sometimes it's the activities I engage in. We all have things we know we need to change, and yet, all too often, we are so resistant to change. We are so resistant to take the steps we know we need to take. And for good reason, change is difficult. And especially, again, the more dramatic the change, the more difficult it is. And so we often procrastinate. I'll get to it. Right now is not the right time. I'm too young. I'm too busy. I'm too this. I'm too that. We'll get to it. And the Rambam teaches us such an incredible idea. If I know that something needs to change, change it now. Don't wait. And don't wait for two reasons. Don't wait because the truth is none of us know how much time we have in this world. Another piece of Solomonic wisdom, b'chol esyu begadach levanim, let your clothing always be white. A reference to maintaining the purity of the soul. We don't know how much time we have in this world. So we often assume that there's a tomorrow, there's a later, there's a next decade, there's 30 years from now, but I don't know how much time. So therefore, whatever I have to change, change it now. But even more than that, If I find the ability to make the changes that I know I need to make in my youth, when I still have my strength and my vigor, not only is that tshuva gimura, but then I can use that strength and vigor to accomplish great things now. That same strength, that same vitality that all too often is siphoned off for negative things, for futile endeavors, I can redirect and accomplish something great. Zachar esbarecha bimei bechurosecha. During these days of tshuva, we have to summon up the courage to be honest with ourselves, to look in the mirror, to look inside our heart, to look inside our God, and yes, see all of the good we possess, because we each possess so much good, but also to be strong enough to identify what's broken, but then to find the strength to fix it. Not tomorrow, not next week, not in a year, not when I retire, not when the kids are in the house, not when the kids are out of the house, not when I make X amount of money, this career accomplishment. If something's broken, fix it now. You know how most of us in our homes have that thing that's broken? You know, whether it's a light bulb that's been out for 4.5 years, but I just haven't gotten around to it. Or maybe it's the garage that's piled high with stuff. Or maybe it's the hole in the wall that I covered up with a picture instead of going and filling in the wall. We all have those things in our physical homes that are in a state of disrepair. And for whatever the reason, it would take so much less time just to fix it than to keep on kicking the can down. And yet, for some reason, we can't bring ourselves to do it. So many of us walk around with a hole in the wall, but it's in my heart, it's in my soul. With an unkempt garage, but it's an unkempt heart. With things that are in a state of disrepair, but instead of it being external, it's internal. These are the days of change. These are the days of tshuva. If something is broken, it's not enough to find the courage to fix it. We have to find the courage to fix it now. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.